It's time for another greatness coaching and therapy session with Heidi M, who joins us again here on eRadio. And today we are talking about making difficult decisions. Hopefully, Heidi will be able to help us with that. Hello, Heidi, and welcome back.
Hi, Ion, thank you so much. You just said, I'm going to out you. You just said, make a serious face, because we were laughing so much just now, and now I can't make a serious face.
It is, you know, it's always like, it's like in classroom, remember back in school.
Yes!
You're not allowed to laugh, and then you will laugh. You just can't help it.
All the time. It's crazy, yes. It's like our minds are going rebel on us, like, it wants to do the opposite.
Exactly. But Heidi, it's so important to laugh, eh? I mean, we all have, remember we spoke about coping mechanisms as well, and a lot of people just burst out laughing. I do that as well in serious situations too. It's my way of coping, you know?
It's a release. That's right. It's a stress release. And it's very important. And you know what? With all that's been going on in the world and in our country and all of that, if we are going to lose our sense of humor, we may as well die. I'm serious
Amen.
When I say that.
Amen, so sister.
We're going to hold on to that. And I'm going to help you to make difficult decisions today. I'm going to make difficult decisions easier for you because of everything that's been going on. We often have to make decisions that we did not necessarily have to make a year or two or 10 ago. And if you're standing with options in front of you, you have to choose very carefully, because financial impact is just so much stronger these days. Impact on our children, our families, our environment, all of those. So the first thing to do when you are standing in front of a difficult choice that you have to make is don't rush it. Take your time, breathe into it, and decide for yourself, what are your values? You have to bring your values into this. And Ion, I want to interrupt myself immediately and tell people that happiness is not a value. A value is something like confidence, like wisdom, like status is a value. Some values are more superficial than others, but that kind of thing is a value, right? Integrity. Go and Google values if you are lacking insight into this. Insight is also a value. So that you can see, what are your values? Let's say I want to buy a new car and I don't know which one to buy. Then you're going to go, what are my values? Firstly, safety, for instance, is incredibly important to me. In my car here in Johannesburg, so safety will be a massive value. Then let's say status. What am I looking for in terms of the look and the feel of the car? If people see me in my car, what do I want to portray? What do I want them to see? So status, for instance, could also be. Then you have to place those values in a hierarchy. You have to decide which one is the most important, which is second, which is third. Try and elicit five values for yourself for big decisions. And list them and place them in order of importance to less important, most important to less important. And then you see which one, let's take the example of the car again, which one fits your list of values and the hierarchy best. The second thing that you're going to do is you are going to get as much outside information as humanly possible. You have to do your due diligence. You cannot possibly take a decision on anything, really, if you do not have the necessary information around it. Now, some things will require more outside information than others, but you have to assess the situation and see how much information do I need. Do your homework. We are talking big and important and potentially life-changing decisions here, changing jobs, perhaps changing schools, perhaps moving, you know. So you have to see, get as much information as possible. You see why I said we need time for this stuff. You can't just say I'm going to sleep on it and see how I feel when I wake up in the morning. When you start making decisions, big decisions on based on your emotions, you're going to run into trouble, into a lot of trouble. The third thing and the last tip I want to give is that you cannot make decisions factoring in things that you cannot control. What can we not control? We can't control the weather. We can't control the electricity at this stage in our country. Well, for the past 15 years, we can't bargain on it. We can't control other people. We can't control what others are going to think of us or what they're going to say of us. So we have to see, what can I control? Let's take a silly example. You want to go on holiday and you want to go to the coast. Like, let's say I want to go to George to go visit my family, and I want to spend some nice time at the beach. But now I'm deciding to go now, while it's cold. I can't control the weather, and I must accept that, you know. And it's probably going to rain in the Western Cape. So if I want to have time at the beach, I can't bargain on it. Okay, perhaps there'll be a sunny day. It doesn't work like that. What can I control? I can control the time that I go, or the time of the year that I go, to give myself a better chance. So maybe I should wait a little bit and go later on when the rainy season is over, for example. You need a good dose of logic to see here. And if I'm going to back to people that what people say think of us, you know, if I'm going to let that affect me, it's not going to ever be a decision based on my values and my information that I've gained on anything. It will forever lean towards the other person, and then that's not even anything I can control. So then it's really not a good basis to make any decision on. And those are just the three basic steps. You know, it's so simple and it's so straightforward that I think we don't do it. Because we don't even contemplate that, okay, I'm standing here in front of a massive decision that's going to really affect myself and my family and our future. And I'll sleep on it and see how we feel in the morning. It will come to me. No, you must take charge of your destiny. Elicit your values. Say to yourself, what are these things? What are the five most important things to me in life? Your values won't ever change. Your values go with you wherever you go. And then rank them. Most important to least important of the five top values. And then you're going to say, right, what is the outside information? And then you're saying, okay, what in this situation or with these actions are within my control? And what should I just give up because I can't control it anyway? So what should I make peace with? And that, I promise you, works every time.
So true. And it also ties in beautifully with the next week's topic of perfectionism, trying to control everything, trying to have everything perfect, you know, which is impossible.
That's it. It's impossible. And you're making yourself and everyone around you miserable.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, that's right. We are definitely going to talk about perfectionism next week. We're going to segue into that nicely.
Yes, wonderful. Heidi M, thank you so much as always. How do we get in touch with you?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, please. I'm on WhatsApp on 079-815-6305 or on Facebook, Heidi M Wellness.
Excellent. Heidi, I'm looking forward to next week, especially for that topic, because it hits quite close to home.
Excellent. I'll see you then, Eon. Have a good one.
Thank you, Heidi. You too.
Thank you.